Well, what's up, family? Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I don't know when you're watching this, but it is an honor to be able to connect with you again through our online experience. I know it's different because we're not in person, and I miss all of you guys. I miss seeing you online, miss giving you high fives, miss giving you a hug, all that good stuff, man. And I believe that when all this passes, man, we're gonna see each other. It's gonna be like a big old family reunion. We're gonna have some food. It's gonna be super, super cool. But once again, it's just an honor to be able to have this opportunity to still connect online and to be able to hear from God's word and just to still be able to worship together. Here's the cool thing about today. We're not a church in one location. We are a church now in multiple locations. As I said last week, the church isn't a building. The church is a people. It's the kingdom of God. It's the people of God. It's the movement of God. And so the doors of the building may be closed, but the church is alive. Can I get a good amen, somebody, right where you are? So here's what I need you to do. Before we move on, before we get into God's word today, what I want you to do, if you could, I want you to click that share button, because we want to reach as many people as we can for Jesus. We want to be able to get the gospel out in a creative way, in an impactful way. And how that happens is by us sharing the message so that way other people can know Jesus. So if you could do me a favor, click that share button on the bottom of this video, on the side of this video. You can text the link to somebody else so that way they can experience all that God has for us to do. Also, I want you to be engaged in this online experience while I'm preaching. I want you to say some amens right where you are. I want you to touch a neighbor and give them a high five. You know, like, it's people in your house, so obviously you probably feel comfortable doing that to some degree. But I want you to engage in this experience. I want you to type some amens in the comment section. Take some screenshots and put them on social media. Tag us in them so that way we can share them with the whole entire world. And a big shout out to all of our Bridge family who are serving in so many different and creative ways, whether it's behind the camera, whether it's serving food throughout the course of the week, whether it's leading online groups, whether it's sending out emails. There's so many of our incredible family who are really making a difference during this time. So big shout out to all of our online family, but all of our B team who are like serving and just really making a difference. And I also want to say a big thank you to all of our church family, all of our partners for giving and for honoring God through your generosity, through your tithes, through your offerings, because it resources us as a church to be able to love on people, to meet the needs not only of our church family, but to meet the needs of those in our community as well. So thank you so much for honoring God with your generosity. And I want to encourage you to continue to do that in the days ahead, so that way we can continue to bless people and love on people and provide for people and reach more people for Jesus. But once again, it's so good to be with you. Now, right before we get in this message, I got some really cool news to share with you. Last week, you remember at the end of my message, I shared something that when I'm going through like difficult times or when we're in a situation like we're in right now where it's kind of quarantined and we can't really go out, you know, you got to have like some storm snacks. You got to have some hurricane snacks. And I told you last week that my number one snack is what? Teddy Grahams, right? And I want to let y'all know how good God is. My wife, the incredible woman of God that she is, when she went to the grocery store last week, y'all, she came back home with a box of chocolate chip Teddy Grahams. Can I get a good amen, somebody? Now, some of y'all are laughing like, oh my gosh, what is wrong with this dude? Now, here's the reason why I say that. Because I think in the midst of all the difficulty that we're seeing right now, and just the tragedy and the loss of life that we're seeing as a result of the coronavirus, it's easy to really kind of get swayed and just become discouraged, and it can lead you down a path of depression and anxiety and things like that. I think we should take moments to focus in on the good things that God has been doing. So I know everything around us may look bad, but I also know God is still good and he's doing something great in your life. And I believe you got at least one thing that you can praise God for right now in the middle of everything that we're going through right now. So here's what I want us to do. I want us to take 5 seconds and put your hands together. Give God a hand clap of praise for all that he's doing right now in your life. God is still good. He is still faithful, even though things may look bad. I want you to know that God is still good. And I think that's a great place for us just to pray right before we hear God's word. So Lord, we thank you for all the great things that you have done. We thank you for being faithful. We thank you for being good. Even in the midst of all the things that are happening around us, we know that you're still good and we know that you're still doing great things for us. I pray that even now as we hear your word, that you would open up our hearts, as we open up our minds as well. We pray that you would deposit your word on the inside of us, that it would produce the fruit that you have intended it to produce. We thank you and we love you in Jesus' name. And everyone said amen. Say amen. Tell the person beside you, say amen. So today I want to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 16 through 18 is really what I want to read. But we're going to look at quite a few verses here today. And I promise you the message is not going to be super, super long. But here's the reality. Where you got to go? You ain't got nowhere to go anyway, right? But last week we started this series called Rock Solid. And it's a series that God has really given us for a specific time that we are in right now, that as we are going through these hard moments, these difficult moments, man, you need a rock solid type of a savior. You need a rock solid type of a faith that you can lean on in the midst of difficult moments. And so today we're going to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and I want to look at just a few verses, but then we're going to kind of tease it out a little bit more and look at a few other verses. But here in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, around verse 16, here's what the Apostle Paul says. He says, therefore, we do not give up. Some of you guys right now feeling like giving up, and I want to let you know, don't. Therefore, we do not give up. Even though our outer person is being destroyed, our inner person is being renewed day by day. For our momentary light affliction, is producing for us an absolutely incomparable eternal weight of glory. I want you to look at what he says next. So we do not focus on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. So today, I am calling our message today something that I hope will motivate you and encourage you and give you hope and just a positive and godly outlook on this situation that we are in. I'm calling today's message Made for This. As a matter of fact, I wore a shirt just for you today to let you know I was made for this. You were made for this. Now, here in this passage, the Apostle Paul, who is someone that God used to reach so many people for Jesus, and he was somebody that God used to write a good chunk of the New Testament, he's writing to these believers here in the city called Corinth. And earlier in chapter 1, we talked about this a few weeks ago, how Paul was talking about all these different difficulties that he was facing and things of that nature. And he spoke briefly about some of the challenges that he found himself experiencing as a result of him following Jesus, but also being on mission for Jesus and telling other people about Jesus. But now here in chapter 4, Paul comes back to those challenges. It's almost like he swirls right back around from chapter 1, and it's like he's picking up where he left off at the end of chapter 1. Paul speaks more in detail about what he's faced and the things that he's currently facing as he writes this letter. Paul, as he's writing this letter, in this moment, here in chapter 4, he's in the middle of a difficult moment. And I believe if we were sitting down with Paul right now, I believe he would say something like this. I know what it's like to struggle. Man, you're going through, I know exactly what you feel like. I know what it's like to feel hopeless. I know what it's like to feel like you're struggling. I know what it's like to have dark moments. And Paul, when we go back to the earlier portion of chapter 4 here in 2 Corinthians, he actually speaks a little bit about that. And I want to read that here in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8. Notice what he says. He says, we are afflicted in every way. And then he also says, we are perplexed. Then in verse 9, he says, we are persecuted. Then he says, we are struck down. Then after that, he says, we always carry the death of Jesus in our body. I want you to notice the things that he says that describes the plight that he is in, the trouble that he is in. He says, we're afflicted in every way. I'm feeling afflicted. I'm feeling weighed down in every way. Some of your translation says, we are hard pressed on every side, meaning this, I have problems on this side and they're closing in. I have problems on this side and they're closing in. I have problems behind me and they're closing in. I have problems in front of me and they're closing in. I don't know if you've ever felt like the walls were just really closing in on you. Maybe some of you feel that right now. But then he says, we were also perplexed. I'm perplexed. And that word in the original translation of the New Testament of the Greek, it actually means not knowing how to proceed. It means it's a form of decision paralysis, meaning this, like I don't know which way to go. And so because I don't know which way to go, I end up going no way at all. Then he says persecuted, which means attacked or to be prosecuted for something that you did or didn't do. Then he keeps going and he says struck down. I was struck down, meaning he was knocked down. He was beaten. He was flogged for the faith in Jesus Christ. But then he takes it a step further. And he says, we always carry the death of Jesus in our body. Meaning this, that Paul was always under the constant threat of death because of his faith in Jesus, because of his commitment to Jesus, because he was committed to getting the gospel out, because he was committed to planting these churches that would reach all types of ethnic groups, all type of ages of people. Because of that, there was so much opposition that he faced. And he says, I was under the certainty of death on a regular basis. Here's what I want you to understand today. Y'all remember that song back in the day where Usher said, you got it bad. Here's what I want you to understand here. Paul has it bad. Not the way Usher was talking about. This is a whole different type of bad. Like, this is Michael Jackson bad. Like, this is, like, he is in a bad situation where everything in his life is going wrong. Everything in his life is falling apart. Everything in his life is difficult, and it's causing strain and anxiety, and these times weren't easy, not one bit. He's going through this because of his faithfulness to God. Nonetheless, all of this stuff, it's not good. It's hard. It's difficult. It's stressful. It's frustrating. It's uncomfortable. And I think these words that Paul uses to describe his situation are ones that I think that we can identify with. I think some of you who are watching this and are listening to this today, man, you're feeling the weight of what Paul is saying right now. You're feeling everything that he is talking about. You're feeling afflicted in every way. You're feeling pressed on every side. You feel like the walls are closing in. You don't know the right decision to make right now. The coronavirus is just all over the place, and you don't really know what to do. You feel like you're being attacked in this way, and then you're being attacked spiritually, and you're being attacked financially, and you're being attacked mentally. And for some of you, it's gotten really bad. Bad to the point where your stress is high, your anxiety is high, fear is kicking in, and you don't see any end in sight. And maybe for some of you, you've even said, I can't get through this. Like, I can't make it through the thing that I am going through right now. I never imagined that this year would be like this, that I can't teach my kids for 3 months. I'm not a teacher, you know? Like school shutting down has just really kind of thrown everything off because I got a full-time job and I still got to take care of my kids and still take care of my family. And some of you are really just discouraged right now, and you're like, man, I don't know how I'm going to make it through this. My business, I don't know how it's going to survive through this lockdown. My anxiety is high, and I can't take much more of this. Some of you guys are feeling that right now. You're feeling that pain. You're feeling the things that Paul was talking about here in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And here's the reality. I think some of you have even said this to yourselves. Can we just throw 2020 away? Can we just start 2020 all over again? Can we just hit reset and start this thing all over again? And I know right now you may be going through one of the worst moments in your life. It's difficult. You're perplexed. You're feeling hard pressed. You're feeling crushed. You're feeling as if things are not going to get better. So many things have happened that you didn't expect. And here's what the enemy would want you to think. The enemy would want you to think that you can't get through this, but I'm here to tell you that you can. The enemy would tell you and convince you that you're not made for this, that you're not built for this. I'm here to actually tell you that's a lie from the pit of hell. You actually are built for this. And Paul actually gives us some good news to help us to see that even in the midst of the difficult moments that we may be facing right now, we actually are built for this. So I want you to jump up to verse 7 back in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and notice what he says. He says, now we have this treasure in clay jars. Some of your translation says we have this treasure in earthen vessels. What is this treasure that Paul is talking about? This treasure that he's talking about is this knowledge of God through faith in Jesus Christ. What are the clay jars that he's talking about? What does he mean by these earthen vessels? He's talking about our human bodies, our actual life itself. In other words, here's what Paul is saying. As followers of Jesus Christ, God has uniquely designed you to be a carrier of something valuable. God has uniquely designed you for this moment. And it's not by accident. As a matter of fact, here's what the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared ahead of time for us to do. So in other words, here's what Paul is saying. You were made for this. Paul is saying there is something on the inside of you that's greater than what's happening on the outside to you. I'm gonna say it again because I need you to get this. There is something greater on the inside of you that's greater than what's happening on the outside and happening to you. So in other words, no matter how bad it is on the outside, there is something greater on the inside. This is why the Bible says, greater is he who is in us than he or other things that are in the world. In other words, Paul is saying, you were made for this. Why? Because in difficult moments, how do we know you're made for this? How do you know you're made for this? How do I know that I'm made for this as a follower of Christ? If I'm a follower of Jesus, and even if you're not a believer, even if you're not a Christian, even if you're not a follower of Jesus, I want you to know today that God has something that he wants you to tap into during this difficult moment, and that you are made for this moment if you are in relationship with him. Why? Because in difficult moments, here's what you have access to. Number one is God's strength. God gives you strength when you're going through difficult moments. So notice what he says in verse 7. We have this treasure in clay jars so that this extraordinary power may be from God and not from us. Notice what he says that he has in his possession to combat some of the difficulties. He says he has this extraordinary power. Some translations say all surpassing power. And this power is not a worldly power. It is from God. In other words, God gives you and I the strength to be able to endure hard moments. So notice what he says in verse 8. We are afflicted in every way. I read that earlier, but I didn't read to you the second part. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We are persecuted, but not abandoned. We are struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry the death of Jesus in our bodies so that the life of Jesus may also be displayed in our body. Here's what Paul is saying. For every difficult moment I found myself in, God gave me the strength to be able to endure. So why is that so important? Because when we go through difficult moments like the ones that we may be in right now, no matter what season you may be listening to this in, no matter when you may be watching this, no matter the difficult moment you find yourself in, God is good and he gives you the strength to be able to endure it. And some of you guys are here right now and you find yourself in one of these moments that Paul is talking about. You lost a loved one. Here's the good news. Jesus will give you strength. Maybe you lost your job recently. You're filing for unemployment. Here's what I want you to know. Jesus will give you strength. You feel like you're losing. Here's the good news. Jesus will give you strength. You feel like you can't make it this extended time with schools being out and with jobs being shut down. Here's what I want you to understand. Jesus will give you strength. You feel like you are alone. Paul says it right here. We're never abandoned. Why? Because Jesus gives you strength. In your most hardest moments, Jesus is there to give you the strength of God. As a matter of fact, the Apostle Paul later on in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, he would talk about how he was in another difficult moment and he was even asking Jesus to remove it. He was saying, Lord, could you just get this moment away from me? Could you just end this moment? Could you take this thorn out of my side right now? Some of you guys are going through some moments and it feels like a thorn in the side and you're asking God, God, would you remove it? Would you take it away? But here is what Jesus says in response to that request. But he, meaning Jesus, said to me, being Paul, or you, my grace, meaning my strength, is sufficient for you, for my power is perfected in weakness. Therefore, here's what Paul says now in response to what Jesus said. I will most gladly boast all the more about my weaknesses. Why? So that Christ's power may reside in me. So I take pleasure in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, and in difficulties for the sake of Christ. Why? Because when I am weak, then I am strong. I want you to realize that when you are going through difficult moments, God will give you the strength to be able to endure hard moments. And so this is why later on here in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, when you jump down to verse 16, notice what Paul says next. Therefore, we do not give up. Therefore, we do not give up. We do not give up. Even though our outer person is being destroyed, our inner person is being renewed day by day. I want to encourage you to let you know it may seem hard right now, and I know it's ugly and it's dark and it's discouraging and it's even depressing and the anxiety is filling up. I want you to know today you don't have to give up. Why? Because God is going to give you the strength and is giving you the strength to be able to endure whatever difficulty it is. I don't care if it's financial. I don't care if it's relational. I don't care if it's physical. What I know is this. God is able to give you the strength to endure the most difficult moments in your life. I know one of the things that happened to my wife and I, Ariel, when we first got married, we faced a difficult moment. We were planning on, you know, starting a family and having kids, and we found out we were pregnant, and we were excited about it and just believing God for it. We started planning and preparing and getting things in place. And then my wife Ariel began to share how she started to have some pain and some discomfort. And so we went to the doctor and to find out what was going on, and come to find out she was experiencing a miscarriage. It's a difficult moment. It was a hard moment. I remember just being broke down in tears, not just because of the fact that we were having a miscarriage, but really for my wife, because of the pain that she was going through. But in that moment, we felt the strength of God. We felt the power of God. We felt the comfort of God overwhelming us in the most difficult moment to date when we were married. We were only married for about a month and a half and this happened, but the goodness of God showed up in our most difficult moment. Why is that so important for us to know? And why did I want to share that to you and share that with you today? Because I want you to realize Philippians 4:13 is so true, that I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. I can do all things, meaning this, I can endure this difficult time that I may be in right now. Why? Because of the strength of Christ that is strengthening me. Let me say it like this, that the strength of God is often revealed in the struggles of life. The strength of God is often revealed in the struggles of life. And so I know right now you're going through a struggle and it's uncomfortable and it's difficult, but I want you to realize it is in those moments where the strength of God is revealed. But not only does God give us strength when we go through difficult moments to show that we're made for this, but God also gives us assurance when we go through difficult moments to know that we were made for this. So I want you to look at what Paul says in verse 14. He says, "For we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you as well." Notice what Paul says. He says, "We know." Everybody say, "We know." We know that the one who raised Jesus from the dead will also raise us as well. Paul has a sanctified swag and confidence right now. He believes that if God the Father was faithful to get Jesus, his son, up out of the grave, and we are a part of the family of God, I know, I have assurance and confidence that God will handle this situation as well. That if he was faithful to get Jesus up out of the grave, that means that he has power over death. He will be faithful to take care of us as well. It was the resurrection of Jesus that gave Paul all the confidence that he needed to be able to endure, and the assurance that he needed to be able to endure the difficult moment that he was facing. The resurrection of Jesus is proof and evidence that God is faithful, that he will be with you and not only give you strength, but he will see you through. I don't know how he's going to see you through. I don't know how he's going to get you through, but what I do know is he is the good shepherd. And you can best believe, you can bet your life on the fact that if God is for you, who in the world can be against you? Here's what Paul says later on in 2 Timothy 4:18. "The Lord will rescue me from every evil work, from every evil work, and he will bring me safely into his heavenly kingdom. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen." I think it's very interesting that Paul says he will bring me safely into his heavenly kingdom, because if you don't know this about Paul, if you do a little bit of biblical study on the Apostle Paul, Paul was actually beheaded for his faith, for his commitment to Jesus. But in the midst of his most difficult moment, he says, "I'm going to trust Jesus because I know even in this moment, he's going to bring me safely into his heavenly kingdom." This is the assurance that we have as believers, that we were made for the difficult moments, that God is going to see us through somehow and some way. This means that no matter what type of situation we find ourselves up against, we can have confidence that God can handle it and that God will handle it. I don't know what it is that you're facing right now. I don't know the difficult moment that you're facing right now, but here's what I do know is that Jesus can handle whatever it is that you are going through. I need you to understand this today. And I want you to tell yourself these words, God's got me. Tell the person beside you, God's got you. God is for you. He is not against you. He is fighting for you. He is the mighty warrior. He is the mighty God. He is the one who has all strength. He is the one who is able to conquer sin, death, the grave, and evil, and he can handle your situation as well. I want you to write this down and put this somewhere. Take a screenshot of it. Share it right now. I want you to write this down and get this. We don't just believe that God can. We believe that God will. It's not just enough to believe that he can. We want to be the people who believe that he will, which now leads to the last thing that Paul is helping us to realize today, that we are made for the difficult moments, because in those difficult moments, God reveals his strength and he gives us strength, but he also gives us assurance, but God also gives us perspective. So this brings us back now to the verses that we read to start today's message. In verses 16 through 18, notice what Paul says, therefore we do not give up. I want you to know that again, do not give up. I know it's hard right now. Do not give up. Even though our outer person is being destroyed, our inner person is being renewed day by day. Verse 17, for our momentary light affliction is producing for us an absolutely incomparable eternal weight of glory. So we do not focus, that's perspective, we do not focus on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Here's what Paul is helping us to understand. He's helping us to see that these afflictions that we're facing, they are light and temporary. They're light and momentary. And they don't compare to what God has on the other side of it. God is giving us this perspective that, hey, I know what you're going through is hard right now, and I know what you're going through is difficult, but what I want you to understand is I have something greater on the other side of that, and I don't want your perspective to be shaped by culture. No. I want your perspective to be shaped by the kingdom. Paul is saying here that God is going to bring about something great out of something that's bad. I love the fact that God is able to make lemonade out of lemons. Y'all thought like somebody originated that? No, Jesus has been doing that from the beginning of time. Way back in Genesis, this guy by the name of Joseph says that what you meant for evil, God turned and meant for my good. In Romans chapter 8, verse 28, it says, we know that in all things, everybody say all things, in all things, that means good things, bad things, easy things, hard things. We know that in all things, that they work together for the good of those who love God and who are called according to his purpose. So yes, what we're experiencing right now is not easy. It is hard and it may not be good, but here's what I do know. God has a way of turning things out for our good, and it's all about having his perspective. I believe today God wants you to have an eternal perspective in the temporary moment that you're in. And this is also important for you to understand, and I need you to lean into this and get this. Do not make a permanent decision in a temporary situation. Right now, we are in a temporary moment, and it's difficult right now, and it's hard right now. And God says, no, I don't want you to make a permanent decision based off of temporary circumstances. No. If you make a permanent decision, I want you to make it in light of eternity. I want you to make it in light of the purposes that I have for you. As a matter of fact, I'll say it like this. God's eternal purposes are greater than our momentary pain. God's eternal purposes are greater than our momentary pain. And so this is the time where you need to be filling your mind with the Word of God, where you got to allow the Holy Spirit to begin to shape your mind. Let this mind be in you that's also in Christ Jesus. This is the time for you to spend less time feeding yourself everything that Fox News says, and feeding yourself everything that CNN says, and feeding yourself everything that NBC says, and CNBC, and MSNBC, and ENBC, and Kids NBC. They got so many NBC channels around here. Like this is the time where you need to maybe pull back from that and lean more into the Word of God, so that way you can get an eternal perspective in the midst of the temporary things that you are experiencing. Paul says this momentary pain that we're experiencing is achieving something great for us. I think a great example of this, for those of you guys who work out and lift weights, you know what I'm talking about. Because working out and lifting weights, you experience a moment of pain. And the next day, if you've lifted weights in a heavy fashion, you've experienced some soreness. And matter of fact, my wife and I, we were doing some at-home workouts yesterday. Pray for us. Pray our strength in the Lord. And right now, like you notice, I'm not moving a whole lot because my legs are literally sore. But that pain is actually achieving something great. It's actually building muscle. It's actually building strength. And I want you to understand today, God is using these painful moments to produce something great. And so we adopt a godly and eternal perspective. We were made for this. You are made for this. I know it's hard right now. I know it's difficult right now. But what I want you to understand today is that God is using the pain to produce something greater. As a matter of fact, our church, the word for this year is the word greater. And we haven't abandoned that word. As a matter of fact, we need to lean into that even more because of all the things that we're going through. God has something greater on the other side of what it is that you're experiencing right now. So you're going through something right now. God has something greater on the other side of that. It's hard right now. God has something greater on the other side of that. And you may feel like you weren't made for this. I'm here to let you know that I was made for this. Period. Not a question mark. Period. End of discussion. God has built you for this moment. He is with you. He is guiding you, never to leave you, never to forsake you. You are not alone. You are not abandoned. He is walking with you even through the darkest moments of your life that you are in right now. You, I, your family, your friends are made for this. You're a follower of Jesus. I want you to know that God is for you, not against you. He's given you strength to endure any struggle that you're facing right now. He's given you the assurance that he is with you fighting your battles, that you don't have to fight this battle, that it is not really about you fighting this, that it's really about him fighting this battle. There's a scripture that says the battle belongs to the Lord. And so we have this assurance and this confidence that God is for us. And we also have this perspective that even in the midst of all the things that we're facing right now, that we walk by faith and not by sight, that I'm not gonna be swayed by everything that I'm seeing and hearing. No. I'm gonna feed myself the word of God so that way I can have a godly perspective of the things that he wants me to look at. And I think during this time, what we need to tap into more than anything else is God's strength. You need to tap into God's assurance right now. You need to tap into God's perspective. You were made for this. You can get through this. Your family can get through this. You may have lost your job. You can get through this. You may have lost a loved one, even maybe due to the coronavirus. You can get through this. You don't know how things are going to pan out, and you don't know how things are going to work out. You can get through this, not because of your own strength, but because of the strength of God. And Paul, he doesn't really kind of stop there. There was one verse that I hadn't read yet, and I want to end with this, because in verse 15, he says these words, and I want to read this from the New King James Version. It's been a while since I've read from King James Version, but it has something very powerful here. He says, for all things, what things? What things was Paul talking about? All things, the sufferings, the difficulty. He says, all these things are for your sakes. He's talking about the church. That grace having spread, everybody say spread, through the many may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. Paul is saying, I was made for this moment. You were made for this moment, to endure this moment so that the gospel could spread. Right now, this virus is spreading all over the world. But the thing that we need to spread more than anything else, especially during this time, is the grace of God. It's the love of God. It's the hope of God. And so what God is saying is, he's saying, I need you to endure this moment so that people can see that I am fighting this battle, so that people can see that I'm still on the throne, so that people can see that I'm still in control. And I need you to spread this gospel to other people. I need you to be interceding for people. I need you to still be loving on people and forgiving people and being kind to people and being a blessing to people, because people need hope right now. And that hope has a name, and the hope's name is Jesus. Paul is saying, you were made for this. And right now there is a hunger for hope. There is a desire for deliverance, and it is found in Jesus. And if you're a follower of his, I want you to know you were made for this moment to point people to him, to declare how good he is in the midst of how difficult things are. And maybe you're watching this today and you're listening to this message right now, and it's a struggle for you right now. You don't see any end in sight. It's difficult. It's dark. Maybe you've been struck down with sickness, and maybe you've experienced something difficult and something hard. I want you to understand something right now. It may be hard, but you have a God who is for you. You have a Savior who went to the cross, who took upon himself all of your sins, all of your strength, your struggle, all of your shame, all of your sickness, all of your diseases. His name is Jesus. He went to the cross to show you how powerful he was, but more importantly, he went to the cross to show you how much he loves you. And I want you to know today that if you want to experience this freedom, and if you want to experience this grace, and if you want to experience this strength, and experience this assurance and this perspective, it comes down to you saying yes to Jesus today. And I don't know where you are. I don't know where you're watching this from. I don't know where you're listening to this from. You maybe are watching this at a later date. Maybe you're listening to this at a later date. Here's what I want you to know, that today can be the day where you say yes to Jesus. Today can be the day where you say, Jesus, I need your strength. I can't do this on my own. I can't carry this weight on my own. Jesus, I wanna give it all to you, and I wanna lean on you, and I don't wanna lean on my own understanding anymore. I don't wanna to try to carry around this weight anymore. It's too difficult for me. It's too hard for me. But today I wanna give you everything that is of me. I wanna give it to you. So if you're here today and you say, I wanna give my life to Jesus, and I want to say yes to him, and I want to receive his forgiveness, and I want to receive his strength, I want to lead you in a moment of prayer right now. It's really a prayer of faith. It's a prayer of commitment. It's a prayer of confession. It's one that says, Jesus, I give you my life. I believe that you died for my sins. I believe that you rose from the grave on the third day to give me life, to give it to me more abundantly. So if you're ready today to say yes to Jesus, I want you to do me a favor and bow your heads, close your eyes right where you are. And I want you to repeat these words after me. Say, Jesus, I give you my life. I believe that you died for my sins. I believe that you rose on the third day to give me life, to give me strength. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you for being with me. In your name I pray. Amen. If you said yes to Jesus today, I want you to know that you have made the greatest decision that you will ever make. If we were here in person, as I said last week, we would be tearing the place up and making as much noise as possible. So what I want you to do, family, is I want you to put your hands together for every single person who said yes to Jesus today. You have made the greatest decision that you will ever make. And I know even in the midst of the darkness and in the midst of the difficulty, it may seem that you can't get through it. But I want you to know this. I was made for this. You were made for this.